You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jack Von Bulow, owner of Temple City Dental Care in Los Angeles, California. Dr. Von Bulow, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. Great to be in here.
Yeah, good to have you as well. So I understand that you're planning a Thanksgiving party for your patients. That's fairly unusual, especially for a healthcare practice. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, you know what? The idea really came from our team leader, Dana. She's a dental assistant. She belongs to an organization, as do I, that includes people who are really progressive, practices are progressive and community-minded. And she's always had she's been motivated by that kind of participation. And so she came up with the idea, and it's like we do Christmas stuff all the time. The idea was, well, why not do something to show our patients, give our patients thanks for being so great and allowing us to serve them. And at the same time, we can do something for the community. So we're kind of like throwing a late lunch or an early dinner and inviting our patients, asking them to bring something, which we will then provide to at least three local schools that have some representation in our practice with the patients we serve. And so I thought it was a great idea, and we're rolling with it.
Definitely. Phenomenal idea. What other things do you do to fulfill that promise of treating them like a family?
Well, I mean, we basically make that clear on day one when they come in. And I always tell them that even though I have a name like Von Bulow, most of my family members, like 98% of them, are Blandinos, and they're from Sicily. So I go, you know, if I know that, you know, I've adopted you into my family, and most of them are bent on revenge and they never forget, we're going to treat you like family and be very careful and very clear and very kind. So we do all kinds of things. We throw parties. We have patient appreciation days. We did a oral cancer awareness night at the ballpark. We've been doing that every summer for something like 14, 15 years. And so the patients actually come to accept it. They come in and they go, or expect it. They go like, well, so when's the ball game? They're like now entitled to the game. We keep in touch with birthday greetings, holiday cards. We do all kinds of notes to patients. We pay attention to what's going on in the community. So if we see they've accomplished something or we get word of mouth that someone has accomplished something, we like to give them our attention and acknowledge that. And so we kind of look for ways to connect with people like we would friends and family. Plus, it's like our underlying motivation is that we want them to be able to relax and be able to listen and ask good questions and feel like they can be their own best advocate when they're a patient.
Sounds like you're having a good time for sure. And how has all this fun and family-centered approach worked for you and your patients so far?
Well, you know what? We love it. I think it distinguishes us from other health care providers. Basically, it comes out of me being my mom's health care provider and going through the system and seeing the most well-intentioned people, you know, kind of fall short personalizing the care. So that people get caught up in a system where they're more like a number. And it seems like at that point, we know that when people go to the dentist, it'd be great to have somebody support them and be understanding and reassuring. And who better, you know, if you're basically seeing your patients as family? It makes the treatment better. I mean, we find out what people really want and what they really need because it can relax and have a conversation. Sometimes things go so quickly these days that you really don't even take the 5 minutes to sit down and look somebody in the eye and talk to them person to person. And that happens to be something that I just really enjoy and always have, and one of the reasons why I'm a healthcare provider.
Today we are joined by Dr. Jack Von Bülow, owner of Temple City Dental Care in Los Angeles, California, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Von Bülow, you've also gone against the status quo in other ways as well. Tell us about the monthly seminars that you host.
Yeah, you know what? We've reached out in the community. We see, you know, health and wealth as under one umbrella, and in that, you know, having a lot of money doesn't necessarily give you make you wealthy. We think that being able to pretty much have a high quality of life means, you know, emotionally and physically and mentally and basically being able to be happy as much as you can and with the direction of your life. And so we've really we've forged relationships with people that have helped our patients that are other kinds of healthcare providers. We work with one hypnotherapist, for instance, who's made an amazing difference for several of our patients who are very nervous and have all kinds of anxiety about having work done or maybe even have gag reflex, so that they come in, they really want the work, they really want a certain smile or a certain feeling, and they're kind of like handcuffed by this issue. And so we've seen him work miracles. Also, we have an amazing chiropractor that we work with, and he just relates to people on hello. And so a lot of what we treat as far as TMJ issues and functional issues where people just can't chew and enjoy life basically from function, it's great working with him. And we see people as, you know, not just focusing on their mouth, but if they're friends and family, you just want them to have kind of a joyous and wonderful life. And so that means everything and everybody we can touch. And so that's just been a really a rich experience. And so we put meetings together and events so that our patients of Ted's and Dr. Seth, for instance, they can basically learn something from us and we can learn something from them. And when there's that sort of an exchange, I think that just maximizes benefits for everyone.
Most definitely. What would your advice be to other businesses who would like to adopt this same approach?
Well, you know what? I think it's basically listening to people. When patients come in and they tell me about, I always ask them about, you know, what, how things have been going and what, you know, what's happening, and I really don't even have to ask anymore. They'll tell me, and so I look for people who had a great experience, where the result is that they have a richer life. And then I want to find out about it and meet those people. And we had a mentor when I very first started out, who actually call these relationships natural existing economic relationships. And they're basically people who serve the people, the same people you serve. And if you're of the similar mind and coming from a similar place and see patients the same way, I think we all are better off in any number, at any number of levels by working together. And so that's kind of where the way we see it. And I think it benefits both parties providing care, and it really benefits the patients at the same time. And I don't think there's much better than that than you can accomplish.
If our listeners would like to get to know you better or even come in for a treatment, where can they go?
You know what? We have a website, www.drvsmiles.com. So it's drvsmiles.com. We also are really active on Facebook. We have a page for Temple City Dental Care, and there's a personal page for Jack Von Bülow. So we can be reached in any number of ways. We also receive numerous reviews on Yelp.com.
And if someone wanted to go to the Temple City Dental website, what would that website be as well?
Our formal website is www.templecitydental.com.
Very good. Dr. Jack Von Pulo, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was a pleasure to hear what's going on over there and also what you're doing with your patients. I think it's phenomenal.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity, Eric. Thank you.
You bet. We've been speaking with Dr. Jack Von Pulo, owner of Temple City Dental Care in Los Angeles, California. And once again, the websites of reference, it's drvsmiles.com as well as templecitydental.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.